Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You don't have to go very far. You don't have to read too many things. You don't have to listen to too many financial experts to hear the message time and again that inflation is emerging as one of the top economic challenges for 2022. Yes, demand seems to be strong. There are still those supply chain issues that are out there. You've got an Omicron variant that is making a lot of people sick, and the hospitalization issues are certainly a concern. But then that specter of inflation continues to hang around, and we're going to talk about that right now with our next guest on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome into the program, Garrett Barogian. He is with Wave Capital Partners, where he is managing partner and chief development officer. Garrett, thanks so much for being with us here on KDKA. How are you?
Thanks so much, Rick. I'm doing well. Hope all's well with you and Pittsburgh. Hello. Good afternoon.
It's good to have you with us. How much of an issue is inflation in your estimation? Is it the biggest one? Is it second, third? Where do you put it?
I think it's definitely significant. I mean, this is the largest increase of inflation that we've seen in nearly four decades. And when you think about the cost of living adjustment that we're going to talk about today, we saw a 5.9% increase over a 1.3% increase last year. So a big discrepancy here in cost of living adjustment. And that means that average Americans at home, especially people who are retired, when you think about cost of goods and services, food, gas, and other factors that come into play, you know, the Social Security Administration has to factor all that in to make sure that people are getting a decent wage because of them being in their retirement years, and obviously their, you know, good days are behind them being in the working force. And so when you think about standard Medicare Part B premiums rising 14.5% this year, that's something that is going to be a tough pill to swallow, because when you think about how inflation is overrunning the cost of living adjustment, that is concerning a lot of Americans at home, because they're going to feel squeezed in their pocketbooks and bank accounts.
So what can be done about these issues? I mean, we saw a piece in the Wall Street Journal here, and we talked about it last week. Wall Street Journal saying the predictions are that companies are going to give out the biggest increases, raises that they have in perhaps two decades. But that doesn't mean that you're going to get one at your job. So what do you do?
Well, that's the thing. You have to think of different income streams. You have to be very creative and think outside the box and, you know, really utilize all the relationships that you have, all the resources, whether it's family, friends. Maybe you have to look for another job that pays more in salary or commission. You know, we had the great resignation last year. That was a term that they were throwing around. But I think that, you know, when it comes to inflation, we're seeing the lag from, you know, last year, the year before, with supply chain disruption. There's high demand but low supply, and there are labor shortages. And I think that every American, whether you're a high-income wage earner, low-income wage earner, or somewhere in between, you are feeling the effects, relatively speaking. Everybody's story is going to be different. So I think people have to just follow the trends, you know, really figure out, okay, do I have to save here, and for how much? And, you know, do I have to pull back on my spending? I think people were very encouraged over the holidays that they were spending a lot. It was the holidays. But I think people realize that now we're in the new year and the holidays are over. Maybe they spent a little bit too much. And I think that you really have to be mindful. You always have to anticipate ahead of the curve of where the economy is going. That's why, you know, being an informed citizen, you know, maybe tapping into some what the local economists are saying and really educate yourself on how to be more educated as it comes to consumers, because the buck is passing off to consumers. It's totally unfair that you're seeing at the grocery stores, at major retail centers, they are passing the buck off to consumers, and the people who work for these retail outlets, they feel that, well, if we raise wages to justify the inflation, going up, that there's still going to be a discrepancy. Just because you raise wages doesn't mean that people can still afford a good, decent living.
Yeah, Garrett Barosian joining us. He is with Wave Capital Partners based in Tampa, talking about inflation and cost of living adjustments. You talked about the Great Resignation. Bloomberg reporting today in November, additional 4.5 million people quit their jobs because they think that there's something better out there. There's no question it is a job market, that it's a buyer's market, that if people are looking for something, the labor shortage that is out there, what kind of role does that labor shortage factor into this discussion as to inflation?
Well, I definitely think that it factors in a lot because, you know, what happened, Rick, was there was a big imbalance, if you will, when there was an imbalance of supply and demand right after the pandemic hit in March of 2020, and a lot of businesses had to fire a lot of workers because the demand was there. But then all of a sudden, once we started to figure somewhat, we started to see some daylight 3-4 months into the pandemic, and we realized that maybe vaccines were on its way. Companies had to figure out, okay, but how do we hire these workers back? Well, the problem is that time had came and went. And I think because of supply chain disruption, where it was and where it currently is and where it's going to be, I think things are getting a little bit better there. I think that companies have to, again, you always have to adapt. Whatever current economic climate brings you, you have to really adapt. It really starts with your family. What are your family's issues? What are their needs economically? Then you have to think about your current job situation. Is this the right time to move on to your next job? Because labor shortages can affect a lot of companies. I mean, productivity has severely been affected. And if you have an issue with productivity, you're going to have an issue with a company making, you know, good profits that are sustainable in the long run.
Garrett Barosian, before we turn you loose, the last question I have is that we see all these things sort of trickling down to us, the consumer, that it doesn't seem that the manufacturer is being hurt by it. It doesn't seem that the middleman is being hurt by it, but ultimately it's the one who is purchasing at retail. Is there anything that we, the consumer, can do to say, hey, you know what, you need to take part of this in terms of hit as well?
Well, the thing about it is that I think that, you know, as a former intern on Capitol Hill, I spent a lot of time in Washington in my 20s. I think that, you know, when it comes to your constituency, you know, constituents should reach out to their local state reps, U.S. House of Reps, state senators, U.S. senators, and say what they're feeling, what their issues are. Get the politicians to advocate for their constituents. Go to the lobbyists. Go to these big, you know, meat packing industries. I mean, the White House estimated that the major four companies in the meat packing industry make up 85% of the produce and in the business. And I think that, you know, this current administration, previous administrations have tried to crack down on big companies and causing a lot of anti-competitiveness. And I think that consumers at home have to think, do you have to try to go to the mom and pops to bring more business there, because all of the major, you know, retailers are eating up a lot of the business and the profits? And I think that think more local, think more perhaps maybe organic, or just think in terms of Main Street opposed to what's happening on Wall Street. Think of your fellow neighbor, think of your fellow businessman or woman. And let's see if we can get out of this and see a lot of headway in the future.
A lot of things to unpack there. Appreciate Garrett Barosian being with us with Wave Capital Partners, again, where he is the CDO and is also the managing partner for that company.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.